Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
What's going on, successors, and welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and today we're here with another Monday motivation. That's right, and those of you who are following on YouTube, you can see right now that I'm backed into a corner. And this is all very intentional today because I want to talk about Mr. Kanye West. Jesus is King. I was talking with one of my good friends yesterday. His name's Kevin. And we began just to talk about how, why it seems that Kanye is getting attacked. Or why it seems that people are saying different things about Kanye because he decided to take a different route, or even for the fact that he decided to make a decision that was best for him and his family. So understanding that, for today's Monday motivation, I wanted to just talk with you about choosing what's right for you. Right. And the reason I say that with Kanye is because there's no secret about it. He's made a decision to where he has accepted or coming to the light, as people would say, and committed his life to Christianity, to Christ. And as he proclaims, Jesus is King. So therefore, he has made a decision to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, is what I can believe. And then from that, just really seeking to not just live a better life, but living a life more so service-driven than selfishly driven, if that would be the best way to word it. And I want to talk about this topic because a few weeks ago I hopped on Don't Take It Personal podcast with Jay Will and Hollywood Cash. And we had a good, healthy conversation, had good dialogue, just talking a little bit about Kanye and talking about how it could potentially affect culture. I'm going to put that link down in the show notes if you all would like to listen to that and check it out, because it's a really, really good conversation and a really healthy dialogue that we are able to share in the studio. However, but today I want you just to think for a second. Have you ever made a decision to where you said you were going to move a different route from the way that everybody else was going? Have you ever made a decision to where you knew it was time for you to do something different, even though you are the only one to do it? And I think Kanye is a great focal point here, because that's the decision that he's made in the album. The album actually is pretty good. Okay, let's be honest. If you have not heard it, I would suggest you go and check it out. I've streamed it on YouTube. I've streamed it on Apple, iTunes. I've checked it out. So, and after seeing a lot of different interviews and people begin to ask Kanye, because we're talking about coming to a level or making a decision that's going against pop culture, people ask him, Kanye, why now? Kanye, we've heard you say what high fashion has done for you. I saw a Kanye quote. I've heard Kanye say, I've heard him talk about what Hennessy has done for him. I've heard him talk about what rap has done for him, or women has done for him, all these different things. And he said, why should I not talk about what Jesus Christ has done for me? And then in this particular interview, Kanye began to say, well, you would agree that when you're in a sleep state, and I'm loosely quoting, but he said, you would agree that when you're in a sleep state, you're not awake, right? They said, yeah, you know, you're asleep. You're dead to the world. You're asleep. But then he said, when you awake, you don't have the same thoughts that you had when you were asleep. You don't have the same actions. You don't have the same movement. You're not going through the same thought process or patterns. He said, when I was operating how I was operating before, I was asleep. But he said, now I've began to be awakened. Now I'm awake, or now I'm awoke to just what's going on and what Jesus has ultimately done for me. So today I want you just to take for a second and think, are you moving in a way to where you are asleep? Or are you now in a different level and in a different place to where you would consider yourself to be more awake or awoke. And I say that because when we're going to work, we're living paycheck to paycheck, we're doing the same thing every day, same routine, right? We don't realize how much money we're spending at the fast food restaurant. When we go out to eat all the time, we go to the bar, we go to the club, we go out wherever, we just spend frivolously. We're not aware of how much we're spending. But once you get to a place to where you realize, wait a minute, let me make a budget. Let me see actually how much money I am legitimately spending a week going out to eat on fast food. Let me think, how much money am I spending buying a new iPhone that comes out, buying a new Apple Watch, buying all these things? Because when we get to that place, when we begin to analyze and assess some of our decisions, that's how we're able to tell if we're awake or not. So today I didn't want to be long. Just wanted to hit you with another Monday motivation and just ask you, do you feel that you're operating in a state to where you sleep, to where you're numb to everything that's going on, to where you don't feel like giving it time, don't feel like giving it energy, don't feel like giving it strength? How would you say you're awoke? Just something to think about in your relationships, in your spending, in your day-to-day living. Because just as Kanye's title has proclaimed, Jesus is King, it's no accident that the album is number one around the world right now. No accident, no surprise. But allow us to show Kanye grace. Allow us to not try to crucify and not try to criticize and not try to tear this man down for making the better decision for his family and for himself. Wouldn't you want the same grace? Wouldn't you want the same ability to make your own decisions without being criticized and marginalized and all of these things? I would. My friends, let's always remember that it's easier to just believe when people say that they've changed versus going against the grain and saying, well, that's not possible. No, he's doing this because of that. No, she's doing this because of that. Why can't people just change because they want a better life for themselves? Friends, make sure you follow us on YouTube, Jonathan J. Speaks. Follow us on all social platforms, SYS Podcast. One, TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way? Take care now.